The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to One Session at a Time. It's your host, DJ Luz, and today we're going to be diving into the raw, unfiltered truth of what it's really like to grow up in therapy. No filter, just real life experiences and the journey of figuring it out, one session at a time. Welcome back to episode 4. I know we've gone over a lot so far, from my first experiences in therapy to my initial impressions, and to how therapy became a constant part of my life. But today, I want to take a step back for a second. Because even though therapy has been a constant part of my story, it wasn't always that way. And I think that's something people forget about sometimes. I mean, we tend to talk about therapy like it's this ongoing, uninterrupted journey. Like, once you start, it's supposed to be this continuous process. But in reality, that's not always the case. Sure, some people go into therapy every week for years. Others take breaks, and sometimes long ones. And that's what I want to talk about today. Those in-between moments, the times without therapy, the pauses that don't always get talked about, but that are just as meaningful as the sessions themselves. For me, there was definitely periods where I wasn't in therapy that I just haven't talked about yet. After months of working on certain parts of my life, like dealing with grief after losing a family member, or separating myself from those who have continued to bring me down, I started to feel like I could handle things on my own. Like I finally had the tools I needed to keep moving forward. And, for a while, that was enough. Of course, part of that was because my first therapist had moved away. She was really the first person I had built that kind of connection with. So, when she left, it felt like a really big shift in my life. And honestly, I didn't rush to find someone new. Not because I didn't believe in therapy anymore, but because at that point, I was doing okay. I felt steady enough to navigate life without weekly check-ins. So, as time went on, I started figuring things out on my own. I leaned more on friends and family, and honestly, they kind of became my unofficial therapists. And you know how that goes. Those late night talks with a close friend or that one person in your family who just gets you. And you can talk for hours and really about anything. And for a while, I was really focused on moving forward. I wasn't caught up in unnecessary drama or weird friendship dynamics anymore. I wasn't stuck on the same emotional loops. And it finally felt like life was moving, and I was moving with it. Not just getting by day, but finally getting to the point of feeling okay. And that's where today's conversation really begins. Because taking a break from therapy doesn't mean that you failed or that you're done growing. Sometimes it's just a different phase. A period of testing what you've learned and of trusting yourself just a little more. And that next phase for me began when I entered high school. I remember the summer before freshman year so clearly. It was this weird mix of freedom and curiosity about what the future would hold. On one hand, I finally had time to just be. To take care of myself, to focus on things that actually made me feel good. And when I say take care of myself, I don't mean like doing face masks with friends or going on walks, though yeah, that most definitely did happen. I mean stepping away from the toxic people and environments I had found myself surrounded by growing up. It was like, for the first time, I could breathe. I could actually think about me, who I was, and who I wanted to become. It was a summer of figuring things out, without having to meet someone in a room every day, but just me, and only me. When high school finally started, those feelings stayed with me, that curiosity and knowingness that I was okay, with only me. I remember walking into my first day of orientation, nervous obviously, but so full of excitement. Within the first few hours, I made friends, started laughing, and thought, okay, maybe this is gonna be good. I was so ready for a fresh start, so ready for those 4 years that everyone says are the best years of your life. And for a little while, it really felt like that. Everything was new friends, new teachers, new routines, at a new school, in a new city. It felt like I was finally stepping into my own person, and not the version of me that therapy had helped fix, but the version that was just learning how to be me. But of course, that was before things got more complicated, before what people like to call the real high school experience kicked in. Before the hard parts, the traumatic moments, and of course, before the COVID years completely shifted everything. But we'll get to that later. For now, what mattered was that I was growing, and I mean really growing. I was learning how to navigate life without constant guidance, but how to trust myself. I continued to develop more confidence and more independence, which I really hadn't done before. It was like everything I had learned in therapy was suddenly being put to test in the real world, and I was starting to realize it could really work. And even though I didn't realize it at the time, that period was probably one of the most important turning points for me. I was finally able to prove to myself that those hours, days, and weeks of therapy was really worth it. Freshman year went by like a breeze, but it was also the year I made some of my best memories. I had a lot of friends, moments of nonstop laughter, and a sense of freedom that I hadn't felt before. I found myself picking up new interests like art and writing, and for the first time in a while, I felt excited to discover who I was becoming. I had found myself in a new environment that encouraged me to grow and be the best of me, and that's exactly what I did. I took full advantage of that opportunity, and of course, I had rough moments here and there. A few friendship challenges, feelings of stress from the endless piles of homework, but I guess that was normal. What stood out to me was how well I was handling everything. The tools I'd learned from the years of therapy and counseling were helping me in ways I hadn't even realized until then. And I was using them naturally, breathing through stress, setting boundaries, and trusting myself more. Everything felt good. Stable, balanced. But that was until the end of freshman year. And before I continue, I want to say, I know I'm covering my first year of high school pretty quickly, but that's because truthfully, it was a time when I flourished. I was doing okay, I was growing, achieving, and feeling like the best version of myself. But even when you're doing great, and even when you're striving toward your highest potential, life has a way of throwing things at you when you least expect it. And that's exactly what happened to me. With only 2 weeks left in the school year, everything was still going great. My friendships stayed strong, I grew close relationships with my teachers, and I was doing great academically. It felt like life finally fell into place. Everything was going right. And sometimes you can be doing so well, but that doesn't stop unexpected things from happening, because even I didn't know how fast that could change. One day after school, while I was waiting for the bus, something I did every single day, I was randomly targeted by a man. He ran past me, hit me on the head, and stole my belongings. And within a span of 5 seconds, my life completely changed. That little girl who I had built up with bravery, resilience, and patience, she disappeared in that moment. It was like everything I had worked on, everything I had learned, was suddenly gone. My immediate reaction wasn't practical, I have to admit. It came from pure anger and shock, and to this day, people still lecture me about how dangerous and reckless it was. And looking back now, I can understand why. But in that moment, I got it from off the ground and I ran. Now, I didn't run away from him, but after him. Because all I could think was, why are you stealing my things? My things that I worked hard for, that meant something to me. And no, I didn't get it back, in case you were wondering. It's strange how a 5 second moment, one random man running by hitting me in the head and disappearing into thin air, could shift everything. But it did. It changed my sense of safety, it shattered the trust I had in myself to know my surroundings, and in a lot of ways, it put my life completely on hold. For months after, I was emotionally terrified of going outside. Every time I thought about leaving the house, I convinced myself that someone could, and would, hurt me again. I felt trapped, not just physically, but mentally too. And on top of that, I had to go through weeks of physical treatment because from the hit, I ended up with a concussion. And that concussion brought its own challenges. I was constantly dizzy, tired. I couldn't focus the same way I used to in class. I fell behind, struggled to concentrate, and it even interfered with me finishing the school year and taking my finals, where for a few of them, I had to take a failing grade. It felt like everything I had worked so hard to build, my confidence, my progress, and balance, was suddenly gone. And I didn't know how to get it back. And that's when my journey with therapy began again, all because of one 5 second moment. That experience taught me something I didn't realize before. Therapy can be paused and played again. Just because one phase ends doesn't mean it's over forever, because only a year later, I found myself sitting across from a new therapist in a new part of my life, starting fresh once more. A new beginning, and best believe, it didn't stop there. As I close out today's episode, I hope I've shared one message that really sticks with you. Therapy doesn't have to be a constant part of your life, but it's something that comes and goes as needed, and that's okay. Therapy shows up when you need it most, and that's what makes it so powerful. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode and got a deeper understanding of how therapy can reappear in the most unexpected moments. It can show up even when you're doing your best, because life is unpredictable, and healing doesn't always happen in a straight line. If anything in today's episode resonated with you, make sure to tune in next week as I dive into the second part of my therapy journey, where things really start to shift again. But for now, take care of yourself and remember to take it easy. Step by step, moment by moment, or as I like to say, one session at a time.